This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We got a little stock watch action here for the football side of things. Now, this is going to, we're going to add the Avs to this. We're going to add the Nuggets to this. The Avs start up tomorrow night. Guess where you can hear that game, Michael?
Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
At what time, Michael?
I believe 8 o'clock pre-game.
Yeah. Look at you go. You are the walking billboard for KFK. KFK is back at it.
Are you calling me fat?
No. Not at all.
You called me a walking billboard.
You're not fat. You're nice. Okay? You're nice. You look good. There. I said it. Got that out of the way. Now we can go about business. Stock watch. Wyoming Cowboys. Down. Finding different ways to lose. Still can't do anything offensively. Then I'm getting this. Let me see. Got to get my news. Chris Durr Jr. sounds questionable for their San Jose State game. And Gillenborg sounds doubtful. Jake Wilson is out for the rest of the season. Stock is down big time for the Wyoming Cowboys. Michael? The Air Force... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay, I was about to say I wouldn't buy that stock, but then I realized you criticize me every time I say that.
Well, because it's not buy or sell.
Buy and sell it.
I just want to make it more complicated, I guess. Is the stock up or down?
It's down.
It's down. Air Force Falcons. They lose to Navy, but man, they're fun to watch. What are they, 1-4?
I mean, they stood up to Navy, so I would say their stock's
a little up. I have this weird feeling Air Force is going to go on a run here in this conference. It's a very gettable conference.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, that is so sad.
CSU?
Oh,
way down.
Oh, why are you asking? Just say their stock is down.
It's way down.
And in other news, surprise, surprise, CSU stock is down.
CSU stock is down again, even further. I mean, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. You're not playing UTSA anymore, or UNC. Now you're jumping into the conference and you have better teams. Not great, but better. And San Diego State just... You know what? I suggested take the over in that game for some reason because I knew San Diego State was going to put up a ton of points, and they did.
I didn't know that San Diego State would put up a ton of points, but
I did. I had a feeling.
I mean, I said that CSU would lose by more than 5.5, and boy, did they.
Yeah, I went 4-1 on picks. You know whose stock is up? Mine. 4-1. Oh, I missed the Cowboys, though.
I won the Good Morning NoCo wine at 9 once again.
Good job.
Two weeks in a row.
I think it's because you've been hanging out with me more.
It means jack squat because we're so early in the season. So I could say, look how great I am, and go on a great losing streak.
We're not that early in the season, Mike. I mean, for the NFL, I suppose, but college football, we're getting into, we know who you are now. Like, there's no, it's early. CSU, I want to get into that. Was there really a play call change? Did you watch the game?
I saw portions of it.
I mean, it looked like Matt Mumy was calling plays. And then sometimes it didn't look like Matt Mumy was calling plays. The flea flicker was beautiful. I was like so hyped with that flea because they had two great runs with Dupree. And then they set that beautiful flea flicker up. Nobody saw that coming. And I thought, all right, here we go. Screw being negative. Let's go, Rams. Go fight here. Everyone's against you. Everyone wants the coach gone. Everyone wants to reset this thing. I was right there with you. But go prove them wrong. I want to be wrong on the picks. And then right after that, San Diego State just started going crazy.
wailing on him.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to be a hater. I do think it's funny. Like, I was pretty negative about CSU all night. All night, Friday night. I post one thing about the Buffs. I said, this game's looking a lot like last week's game. And I get a Buffs fan, why are you always so negative about the Buffs? I'm like, what? You're the only fan base that gets mad when I'm negative. CSU didn't say anything about it. They were like, join the club.
I think CSU agrees with you.
Oh, 100% they do.
I think they I don't know if this is how a hashtag works, but I think they hashtagged ditto.
Buffs stock is down as well.
Yeah, it's very down.
I mean, they're not getting blown out by better teams, but
they're losing the games.
They're losing the games.
They're giving away the games. How many turnovers? 4 or 5?
Yeah, three picks just from, and then they had the punt fumble. Not to be confused with the butt fumble, the punt fumble. Broncos stock is way up.
Welcome to my level.
That's where you are all the time, though. It doesn't mean anything. When hooligans hear you say, I think the Broncos are going to win, they don't do anything with that.
Welcome to my reality, folks.
Because it's every week you say the same thing. Are the Broncos winning in London?
Yes, they are.
Are the Broncos winning against the Giants? Are the Broncos winning against the Cowboys? Are the Broncos winning against the Texans? Are the Broncos winning? All of it. Yes, they are. They're going to win out. Realistically, how many wins are they going to have?
Look, I just have faith. I have faith, and my orange Kool-Aid tastes great.
Every week, it's like a sickness for you. Like, you can't get past it. You can't lose. Like, you cannot. If you could make $1 million on a Broncos game, and the Broncos are going up against, I don't know, name the best team in the NFL now.
The Broncos.
If the Broncos were having a really down year, and they're going up against the best team in the NFL, and you could make $1 million if you got the pick right, you'd pick the Broncos and forego $1 million.
You know I don't like gambling.
I'm just saying somebody's going to hand you $1 million. You're not gambling any money. All you got to do is pick.
Do I have to pay taxes on that $1 million?
Yes.
Or can I get that $1 million?
You pay taxes, but it's still more money than you have.
I don't like paying taxes.
Okay.
I do anyway.
Stock
I just
up.
Don't like it.
Stock is up for the Broncos, but I want to talk about what happened Friday night in San Diego. I'm not seeing. Are you seeing anything? I know you're not back there looking at things. But is there any news about Colorado State today? I didn't think there would be because they play Friday. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Are they gonna just ride this out?
I think they are.
If you didn't do anything after that loss. So the press conference with Jay Norvell is tomorrow because they have the game on Friday, so they're shuffling. Again, that's if you were wanting a coach to be fired today, then or tomorrow, you're going to be let down.
No, it has to be after a Saturday game.
Yes. I thought maybe it was Friday, but I forgot they played. They play it again Friday. They play Friday.
I don't like
Fresno
that.
State.
I hate Friday games.
I
Washington
love Friday
has
games.
Friday games.
I enjoy Friday games.
Fridays for high school.
Well, you're not going to high school games.
I know, but I'm producing a high school game. It's hard to watch the CU
there
Rams and produce a high school game.
Did you just say the CU Rams? You have both fan bases mad at you now.
I welcome their anger.
Well,
I mean the CSU Rams.
They're going to follow you on Twitter.
I mean, they're both so awful, they might as well be the same team.
They're both, well, CU is better than CSU. CU would be a significant favorite against CSU.
Relatively awful. They're both relatively the same awful.
If you are mad at Michael, follow him on Twitter. Can I throw out your Twitter account?
Sure. I probably won't get on Twitter ever again, but maybe.
It's at Micah Kilpatrick. Last tweet was February 18th, 2018. You said, go Broncos. The tweet before, the same day, you were feeling it that day. This is Michael's Twitter update segment brought to you by the Eaton Country Club. The same day you tweeted, hashtag Black Panther is an excellent movie.
It is an excellent
movie. If I ever get another day off, I will watch it again. That was all in one day for you. That's all you tweeted. Those are your only two tweets.
I want you to tweet more Saturday, but there's so much college football.
You have six followers, and you're following 25 people, and you're not following me.
I think most of those people were like, they automatically gave me people to follow. Like when you sign up for things, they just automatically put stuff in there.
Tanner just texted and said Eaton Country Club is now canceling their advertising because they were sponsoring your tweets. I'm just trying. You only had two tweets, Mike. Man, you were rolling that day. And that's all you had. That's all you had to say.
What month was that? That was a February.
No, you had a reply. You tweeted at Ryan Reynolds.
I did.
You tweeted at him and said, "How about a Darkwing Duck reference in Deadpool 2? Hashtag Darkwing Duck Deadpool crossover. Hashtag Darwing Duck. You didn't even say Darkwing. Darwing Duck. Hashtag
I spelled correctly.
Hashtag I can die happy." Pretty much it, man.
It did eventually happen in the comics, in Deadpool versus T'Challa.
The Hooligans would love to have a Micah Kilpatrick Twitter fired back up. Can you please do this for me?
Can you get a sponsor for it?
I'm sure we could get it. I want to see what's going on.
Sponsor first.
Please get a. Please fire this. It's all you have to do is log into it and just tweet what's on your mind. The Hooligans would love this. Go Poke said he would manage your social media.
Yeah, but he'd probably put some, like, Wyoming stuff in there.
It's better than Darkwing Duck.
How dare you? That is the great... Actually, that's not a very good cartoon. Went back and watched a couple episodes, and I'm like, wow, I did not have a lot of standards back when I was a kid.
You still go back and watch cartoons once in a while?
Animaniacs is still great.
Gargoyles is one to check out.
That I've only seen a handful of episodes.
When we got the Disney app... Because for my child, when he's born, we just got that, and I started looking through. I'm like, oh, these are all shows I grew up with. So I was like, I'm gonna watch some of these one night. Yeah, I was kind of in the same boat where like most of them are. Gargoyles was really good for one episode, and then it was just terrible. They had a gun episode in there. Gargoyle shot a girl with a gun. Their cop friend shot her because he was playing around with the gun because he was watching a Western, and then he just like shot her. And then he blamed it on somebody else, said somebody else broke into the house and shot her. And they had to, like, have a gun violence speech in the end. Like, this big, giant gargoyle with wings is like, do not shoot guns. Don't play with guns. Weapons are dangerous. It was weird. I was like, man, I watched that. No wonder we are screwed up. Because our cartoons were jacked up.
You know, the two cartoons that really, well, other than Animaniacs, the two cartoons that really hold up, X-Men 92 and Batman 92, especially Batman. Batman is the best cartoon I think that's ever been created.
Faith says Cartoon Network has some great nostalgic cartoons. Oh, yeah, I used to watch. Did you ever watch Space Ghost and then Space Ghost Coast to Coast? Hilarious.
Never heard of it.
Space Ghost? Did you hear that? That was like
I heard it just now.
Well, that was like a 90s superhero kind of guy, Space Ghost. Look him up. And then they kind of just had fun with it, and they made him a night talk show host. So he would bring on random cartoon characters like Fred Flintstone and stuff and interview them, kind of like you see on like Conan O'Brien and stuff. It was hilarious. Great work. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Let's talk about, I know we could talk about cartoons all day, but the Colorado State thing. I had a lot of people like, Brady, you got to go Monday. Go hard at this administration. They need to fire Jay Norvell. I don't root for guys to get fired. I do think he's done. I can't imagine he's going to be the head coach of the CSU Rams next year. They got, what, 7 games remaining. And your only choice now is to win out. They said 8, we kind of got this feeling or this thought from some people over there that 8 wins needs to be the floor for this team, and now they have to win out to get to 8, Michael. It's not a good look. You got Fresno State at home Friday night. You got Hawaii. Then you're at Wyoming, home against UNLV, at New Mexico, at Boise State, home against Air Force. I don't see an obvious win there. Maybe Wyoming. Wyoming looks pretty bad, and with all their injuries mounting up, who knows? I don't know.
How does it feel to, like, be the cupcake of the conference? Well, the donut of the conference. Like, how does it feel, fans?
Are they? Like,
I felt this before.
Are they the worst team in the Mountain West? Are they worse than Nevada?
They might be. I mean, do they play Nevada?
They do not play Nevada this year.
So we might not have a donut bowl.
I mean, Nevada's one win came against Sacramento State. They won 20-17 against the Big Sky Conference school. But they lost to Fresno State, and that was a close game. So, and CSU has not really, I mean, the win they had against UNC was a close game.
And it has an asterisk next to it.
UTSA was a close game. Outside of that, they've been getting smoked. They ended up losing 38-21 to Washington. Washington State was 20-3. San Diego State 45-24. I mean, the first play of the game was a throw to Jordan Ross, and he runs backwards. The second play was a mishandled snap or a bad snap. And then they end up having to punt away. I mean, this just doesn't look good. And the play calling thing, which we said was kind of weird last week anyway, we wondered if it was really going to be Matt Mummy calling plays. It looked like he was. He had the play sheet in front of him. He was standing like at the edge of the in between the out of bounds line and the field, like he was in there. And then you saw at times Jay Norvell had a folded play sheet close to his mouth and he was saying something. I did go back and forth with Kevin Lytle, and I said, can you clear that up? I mean, was Jay calling plays? And he said it appeared that Mummy was calling most of the plays, but maybe Jay Norvell was calling a few. That's strange to me. This has all been strange.
I wonder if he was calling the bad ones.
The negatives just continue to pile up for Colorado State. You know, the first was... I go back 2 years ago with the Clay Millen thing, and it's not that I'm sticking up for Clay. Clay wasn't great. I get that. And I've had a lot of Rams fans like, dude, you got to give that a rest. I didn't like how it was handled. You know, the first game of the season, you're benching your quarterback after one half of football.
They were playing against Michigan.
No.
Or was it Texas?
No, it was Washington State. That was Washington State.
Oh, okay. Well, Washington State wasn't that bad.
That was... you're right. They played against Michigan the first... No. It was the third game of the season. Washington State. My bad. For some reason, I thought that was the first game. Millen played against Michigan, and he played against Middle Tennessee. I just didn't like, you know, this is your plan, and then you're gonna go away from it relatively early. And then it kind of worked, though. Like, BFN, I'm way off on this, Mike. I was right. You messed me up. I was right. It was Washington State. They played them back-to-back. Washington State was the first game of the season in the 2023 season, and they lost 50-24, and that was when Clay Millen was benched after one play after halftime.
My bad.
And then it kind of worked. You know, BFN came in, did his thing against the Buffs, and you won against Middle Tennessee and Utah Tech. You went 5-7 that year, and then the next year it was all BFN, and we know what happened. They won 8 games. He was all right. I don't think he was great, but he was all right. And then you had the off-season stuff before that season of like, hey, you know, our guys are coming after our quarterback. We named K-State. We actually said K-State. It was, I thought, strange to put a lot of pressure on BFN at that point. And then obviously that didn't work out. And then you end up benching him. And then you start saying, oh, all the right things, Jackson Brissot, we think he can get us in a position to win, all this. And then you replace yourself kind of as a play caller. None of those things. I mean, 3 quarterback changes in two seasons. None of those things actually mean or actually show me that you're a healthy football program. And those are your big important things, right? Quarterback, play caller. And those things have been shaky for the last couple of years now. I don't see any way back now for Jay Norvell other than you got to win the whole blanking thing. And that would mean you'd have to beat Fresno State on Friday night. It starts, I mean, because again, if you, the best you can hope for is 8 wins, which would be what you did last year. And that would be a hell of a run, and that might be enough. That would probably be enough to secure his job. But do you see, after losing 45-24 to San Diego State and 20-3 to Washington State, what makes you think you can beat Fresno State? Or Hawaii? Or UNLV? I mean, maybe there's a win on there. Maybe there's two. But if you're talking 3 wins, yeah. So it's going to get pretty nasty, I believe, for Colorado State. And they play again Friday night, 7 o'clock, against the Fresno State Bulldogs. They still have 4 more home games. With Fresno State, Hawaii, UNLV's coming to town, and then Air Force is coming to town Friday, November 28th. I'll be curious to see that turn out. We've got the Lawnster on the first event hotline. Lawnster, what's up, my friend?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, it's going pretty good. I'm glad the Broncos won because Saturday was rough.
That was a game. I didn't think Denver was going to pull that out there for a bit.
Yeah, you know? They got it done. Fourth quarter, offense woke up, and gutsy call by Sean Payton to go for 2, and we're talking about a 3-2 football team that just knocked off arguably the best team in the NFL.
Oh, you know what would be great tonight? If Kansas City loses.
It could happen. Jacksonville's not a bad team.
You know what? I'm going to give Jacksonville a chance to maybe pull this out tonight.
You're going to take Jacksonville?
Yeah.
All right. I think Kansas City's a 3.5-point favorite, so it's mm-hmm. it's supposed to be a tight game.
It should be, but no, on the CSU thing, I'm going to say no. They will not win the rest of the season because Fresno State, they just barely beat Nevada.
Yeah. I thought Fresno State was going to be better, but yeah, I was surprised that was a close game.
Yeah, I was too, because Fresno, I think, were way ahead of there during the first half, I believe, because only stayed up for half, and that kind of conked out afterwards.
Well, I mean, there wasn't a lot of amazing football. There was a lot of weird losses in college football, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there really was. You know, did you see that hailstorm they had in Laramie?
Yeah, that was wild. And there's thunder booming over there. I mean, it was pretty crazy.
It was, yeah. I know. I was listening to part of their pregame show, and the announcers, they were sitting there just hiding in the press box as much as they could just get away from it.
Yeah, that was a while. I thought that might bode well for Wyoming, but it did not. That was a lie.
It looked good there for first when UNA had the ball, and then they intercepted or fumbled. I can't remember how it was. And then I thought they were going to touch them. All they got was 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, again, offensively, Wyoming just cannot seem to figure it out.
No, they can't. Uh-uh.
Lawnster, appreciate the call, my friend.
Oh, by the way, if Smitty is listening, hi, a big hello.
What's that, Lawnster?
If Smitty is listening, he's the one that text.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to know who is Lawnster. He wanted to know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you're the one that came up with that name.
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, and so...
Big nickname guy.
Yeah, so you named me that one, so I'll give you credit on that one.
I appreciate it, Lawnster. Appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, guys, have a good day.
Yeah, I don't expect any kind of decision on CSU. If they haven't done it now, they're probably going to let this ride. Although now, if you lose to Fresno State, Mike, that is Friday, and then the next game's a Saturday. Does he lose his job Friday night?
If they're going to fire him at any point, if they lose Friday, that would be the time to fire him. That after that, I think they just hold on to him till the end of the season and they try to hire Mike Gundy.
Maybe. Find the money.
He's 58. He's a man.
He's 58. He might be at a point in his career where he wants to go somewhere that's the pressure isn't nuts, where you don't get fired after starting the season 1-4 and the only win is against an FCS opponent that won 1 game last year.
Yeah, and reefer is legal and not frowned upon.
29 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Man, that game, that Broncos-Eagles game, though, when it was 17-3, getting into that fourth quarter, it felt like, oh, no. Now you're going to be under 500. You got to go to London. You can't beat a good team. You get kind of smoked by a good team. I just think the trajectory has changed. I will be really interested to see just how, like, what this does to their confidence going forward. I mean, they're back in every January conversation, Michael. I mean, playoffs, all of it. Because I don't know right now if there's an obvious better team than the Broncos in the AFC. The Bills lost last night. And they lost to the Giants. Or the Patriots.
And they lost at home.
Yeah, and Drake May looked pretty damn good. I mean, they're probably going to be favored in their next seven games, Mike. This team, I said 11. I don't know. You win a game like that, and again, the losses, the Colts loss that seemed like it was going to be a win at the beginning of the season, starting to look better and better and better. So the Colts win again in dominating fashion.
The Colts are going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Colts might go deep in the playoffs and then lose to the Broncos.
I think the Colts are going to be a play. Like, if you have to just look at it right now, Colts like right now are the top of the, I know you hate doing it, but we're just saying, like, who are the top teams? Who are going to be playoff teams right now?
Barring injury.
Colts, Bills, are the Steelers? They're 3-1.
Maybe number five.
Chargers?
Maybe number seven.
Are we feeling worse about the Chargers now, suddenly?
I think we're feeling a little worse, but they could make it in.
Jacksonville? Boy, a win tonight against Kansas City would go a long way, wouldn't it?
I would love them to win tonight, especially in, like, blowout fashion.
That, watch out for this game. That could be something to watch out for. Yeah, I think, I mean, Houston boat racing Baltimore has got to be a confidence booster for them. I don't know that there's not an obvious team in the AFC that's just better, that's far and away better than the Broncos at this stage. Because even the losses that we talked about, they were all controlled games that you just fumbled away at the end.
And the play calling was not what it should have been.
No, I think, and again,
not
what Sean Payton is, that stat of how bad he is in September, but how good he is in October.
And he hasn't been utilizing all his weapons. You have weapons. He finally utilized the run game yesterday.
Yeah. You're starting. Dobbins getting 20 carries was big. I was shocked. RJ, we didn't see more from RJ Harvey.
Wondering if he's seeing something in practice. Like, maybe RJ doesn't have the vision that JK does.
I'd like to see more from him. I think he's going to get. I think that's the kind of guy that just needs reps. Got to keep giving him reps. So maybe we'll have a blowout in London, and you get to get a heavy dose of RJ Harvey in this one. 48 minutes after the hour. Michael, what did we learn on the show today? Fast-moving program, really. We had the Brock Wisney show on today. That was a lot of fun. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, joined us. Coach Prime's got bigger issues than just losing football games, although that's a big one. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
College football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Man, that game, That Broncos-Eagles game, though, when it was 17-3, getting into that fourth quarter, it felt like, oh, no. Now you're going to be under 500. You got to go to London. You can't beat a good team. You get kind of smoked by a good team. I just think the trajectory has changed. I will be really interested to see just how, like, what this does to their confidence going forward. I mean, they're back in every January conversation, Michael. I mean, playoffs, all of it. Because I don't know right now if there's an obvious better team than the Broncos in the AFC. The Bills lost last night. And they lost to the Giants. Or the Patriots.
And they lost at home.
Yeah, and Drake May looked pretty damn good. I mean, they're probably going to be favored in their next seven games, Mike. This team, I said 11. I don't know. You win a game like that, and again, the losses, the Colts loss that seemed like it was going to be a win at the beginning of the season, starting to look better and better and better. So the Colts win again in dominating fashion.
The Colts are going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Colts might go deep in the playoffs and then lose to the Broncos.
I think the Colts are going to be a play. Like, if you have to just look at it right now, Colts are going to be. Colts, like, right now are the top of the. I know you hate doing it, but we're just saying, like, who are the top teams? Who are going to be playoff teams right now?
Barring injury.
Colts, Bills, are the Steelers? They're 3-1.
Maybe number five.
Chargers? Are we feeling worse about the Chargers now, suddenly?
I think we're feeling a little worse, but they could make it in.
Jacksonville? Boy, a win tonight against Kansas City would go a long way, wouldn't it?
I would love them to win tonight, especially in, like, blowout fashion.
That, watch out for this game. That could be something to watch out for. Yeah, Houston... Boat racing Baltimore's got to be a confidence booster for them. I don't know that there's not an obvious team in the AFC that's just better, that's far and away better than the Broncos at this stage. Because even the losses that we talked about, they were all controlled games that you just fumbled away at the end.
And the play calling was not what it should have been.
No, I think, and again, Sean Payton is, that stat of how bad he is in September, but how good he is in October.
And he hasn't been utilizing all his weapons. You have weapons. He finally utilized the run game yesterday.
Yeah. Dobbins getting 20 carries was big. I was shocked, RJ. We didn't see more from RJ Harvey.
Wondering if he's seeing something in practice, like maybe. RJ doesn't have the vision that JK does.
I'd like to see more from him. I think he's going to get better. I think that's the kind of guy that just needs reps. Got to keep giving him reps. So maybe we'll have a blowout in London and you get to get a heavy dose of RJ Harvey in this one. 48 minutes after the hour. Michael, what did we learn on the show today? Fast moving program, really. We had the Brock Wisney show on today. That was a lot of fun. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, joined us. Coach Prime's got bigger issues than just losing football games, although that's a big one. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Hear college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, Michael, before we get to what do we learn, I got to say this. Avalanche start their season tomorrow night. You're going to hear that right here on KFK, or watch it, mute it, whatever you want to do. Cale Makar addressed the controversial photo of the Avs wearing the Rams jerseys. Simple quote. He said, "I'm a ride or die Bo Nix guy."
I like Cale.
That helps a little bit, right?
I like Cale a lot.
That helps a little bit. What did we learn today? Coach Prime, serious health stuff again for him. He's going to, I think he's visiting a doctor today. Colorado State, probably not going to move on from Jay Norvell right now, but lame duck. Is he a lame duck coach now?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants.
Seems kind of like it. What did you learn today, Michael? The Broncos are the best team in the world?
I already knew that. I did learn that Jay Norvell Redenbacher wasn't going to get fired. I was afraid he would. Thoughts and prayers go out to Coach Prime. Don't want anything like that to happen to him. He seems like such a good dude. I just wanted to end with that, something positive.
I think he is a good dude. He's a little dramatic, but he's a good dude.
Yeah,
and
he cares about the kids.
Don't want anything bad like that to go on with somebody. And we can just focus on the football. But unfortunately, that's not the focus right now for him. That's what I worried about to start this season. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.